Let's cross to Leinster House now and our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane. Micheál, there were some detailed contributions to that debate this morning. What did we learn?
I suppose the point of real criticism remains that there were submissions made on behalf of Grace that weren't referred to or included in the final report. The fact that those most harrowing allegations of physical and sexual abuse, that there is a belief within the political system that they were not addressed properly. At the same time, the feeling is that when it comes to a commission publishing a report and making their findings, that at one level a little more can be done. But I think there are still going to be repeated calls for further answers dating back to as to why Grace was in care for that period of time when there were so many concerns raised along the way.
Listening to the Minister, Norma Foley, it didn't sound as though there would be any further statement from the Commission Chair, Marjorie Farrelly.
No, there is no expectation of that. I suppose when you look at what the government might do next following the discussions yesterday with what was effectively Grace's legal representative, there was a discussion around when it comes to future investigations that new ways have to be looked at to ensure that people who have extra needs or disabilities, that their evidence can be taken on board. I suppose also the government are going to look to things like legislation to provide greater safeguards for vulnerable adults that would cover things like neglect and coercive control. But when it comes to this report itself, it does seem like politically it's difficult to see how another avenue can be found to investigate it. And there is no expectation that the head of the Farrelly Commission would come before an Oireachtas committee to answer questions about how the report was compiled.
Can we move on to other matters, Micheál, specifically the ongoing controversy over this new Housing Activation Office and its possible chief executive? Where does all of that stand this lunchtime?
I think what you're going to see today are discussions at the Cabinet Housing Committee, which of course does have the Housing Minister, but also the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach. I don't think you're going to see a resolution there today. The view is that none of this is easy. None of this is straightforward. There is an awareness in government, particularly on the Fine Gael side, that that salary of more than 430,000 is now causing a problem. They believe a problem around public confidence. So something probably has to move in that regard. And that's going to take some more time, it seems. So today, perhaps, it will be about the word that's being used as process and making sure that things are done right. It remains politically controversial, though.
So we shouldn't expect any announcement this evening on the appointment of Brendan McDonagh or indeed anybody else?
I don't think so. I think there is a move to try and progress it, but it can't happen today because it does seem like the central issue here is the pay issue. I know officially government say that no decision has been made around Brendan McDonagh, but of course it has been made clear on this programme that he is the Minister James Brown's preferred candidate. So the focus is still in that direction and that candidate, but is that salary just too high as it stands? I think that is where the political heat remains, and it's only there that a solution can be found.
Talking of money, RTE back in the news as we've been hearing. Is there surprise in Leinster House that this issue over the abandoned IT scheme is only emerging into the public now, given how the station's finances were scrutinised 2 years ago?
There's massive surprise, and those talks that took place and those investigations that took place at two committees here over a long period of time in 2023 at the Public Accounts Committee and the Arts and Media Committee did on a number of occasions ask, is there anything else outstanding that they should be made aware of? Indeed, the new chair of the Media Committee, Alan Kelly, saying today he asked that very question, and he says it is important now that work is underway to invite RTE quickly to appear before that new committee and to answer why this wasn't revealed at the time. And he's also asking the question, was there an intention somewhere not to delve into the real detail of this and hope that it went away?
Micheál, thank you very much. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane.